Okay, good. Thank you. Well, I'm Gaël Blondel. I work for the Eclipse Foundation.
And hello. Can you hear me? Is it working fine?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm the other one.
Alberto from Open Nebula. And the topic today, so actually that was a proposal from Alberto about how about we talk together at FOSDEM about European open source. And so I think you proposed the topic and I proposed the title, which is European open source a thing? Because, well, over the last, I don't know, 2-3 years, maybe more, I've been in lots of events where I see people who want to do more open source because they think that open source is good for Europe. But at some point, there is always somebody who starts with the idea that, well, open source is cool, but what about we would do open source and try to limit it to European companies, to European stakeholders or stuff like that. And so that's what we want to discuss today. So we prepared it like a list of questions. We expect that some of you maybe want to change your point of view. I think that we will have different point of views on some of the topics. And well, let's start. Do you want to define European open source?
Okay, well, I would like to explain a bit the how selfish I am, because this whole session for me personally is...
The microphone's not on.
Second?
Yeah, the microphone's not on.
It's on.
I think it's on, but just...
Yeah,
try to speak as loud as you can.
Second?
No, just speak louder.
Louder, like that. Can you hear me without the microphone?
No, but you need to use the microphone because we are recorded.
For the live stream, but everybody can hear, even though the
microphone isn't. Yes. More
now. You have to really project. Or share the
microphone. Yeah, let's share that one. No problem. That will be a bit painful, but we manage.
We're sharing stuff. Okay, so I just wanted to explain for me personally what this session means. It's as Gaël has mentioned, the concept of European open source has been around for a while. It's been in the last, 3-4 years that it's been discussed within this kind of new geopolitical environment in which we all live now, and also especially at European level. So for me, I'm one of the people that's actually pushing for this concept to be something different from other stuff. But I can confess I have my doubts about how we define European open source and whether that is something that might be divisive or counterproductive. Even have my position, let's say, and that's also part of my job, and I'm happy to say both on my personal level and professional level, I agree on the things I kind of defend. But I also have, as a European, some doubts about this and what this might imply for the open source sector. So for me, this session is also about learning what all of you think about this. And that's because we thought that it was about time to have an open discussion and an open debate within the European open source community to the implications that this concept might have.
Yeah, so maybe just also a few words about me. So I work for the Eclipse Foundation, which moved to its legal incorporation to Brussels 2 years ago. So, and that's very important for us that we are a global organization established in Brussels. Because when it comes to the answer to what is European open source, I think that from my perspective, at least, open source and free software, that's everything we do where you can use, study, modify, and redistribute the software, and there has nothing to do with Europe. So that must be done in Europe, outside Europe. We everything that is written in Europe should be usable everywhere else. We should be able to use. So that's really sticking to the definitions of the FSF and the definition of the, well, open and the open source definition. So still, I think that we can have a specific approach to open source in Europe. That's how we help European organizations, how we help European companies do more and understand better in open source. And that's also why I wanted to start with this this topic, because every time I go in a conference, I have been in conferences where people were we are telling, yeah, well, we get money, we invest in open source, and then we have the problem that what we do in open source could be reused by non-European companies. I am thinking, oh my God, oh, that's so fucking wrong. That's why do you do that? Why do you do that? So that's really one part of the message I wanted to share today. I think we agree on that. Still, I think that we should be more diligent in Europe about helping European organizations, helping European companies, helping universities do open source, produce open source, publish open source, and also be more ambitious about how to use open source as a vector to project technologies and to project ideas in the rest of the world. We can come back to that.
Yep, so I think, I mean, from my perspective, coming from the European open source industry sector, let's say, as a technology provider, as a company that produces open source and makes money out of the services we provide to customers with this, I mean, I think we share that concern that, I mean, open source cannot be something that in any way limits who's going to use that, puts any barriers to who can improve the technology or contribute to that technology. From my perspective, I mean, I've also been involved at several of the European initiatives for things like data sovereignty and cloud sovereignty, these kinds of discussions, things like the European Alliance for Industrial Data, Edge and Cloud. That's something that the European Commission launched a couple of years ago. So for me and other people in the sector, I would say, I think exploring this concept of what European open source means, it's kind of a natural step after we discuss the problem we have in the market now with cloud providers. So from our perspective is, okay, we identify there's a market failure in Europe in terms of access to different cloud providers or the dominance of a number of non-European hyperscalers. You all know the names. Let's fix that because the European players are playing in a disadvantage here. So for us, the next step is, okay, so what are the technologies that European cloud providers are using? Are those led by European organizations? Are those roadmaps defined in Europe, or are those technologies defined and implemented by non-EU companies and organizations? So for us, it was like the next step, like, okay, what if we apply this sense of this concept of sovereignty, of technological autonomy, let's say, also to the, not just the proprietary software, but the open source software that supports all these cloud infrastructures in European cloud providers, but other companies as well. Can we do that? I mean, can we get to some understanding of what that will imply for Europe in terms of getting the industry involved in producing and maintaining the technologies that they consume, not just be mere spectators of what other companies and organizations produce outside Europe most of times? So that was the next discussion we had.
Any question at some point, or maybe wants to shout or say that.
What do you think? What do you feel about the concept of European open source?
It's an oxymoron.
Why?
Good.
Can you repeat what you did?
It's an oxymoron, he said.
It's an oxymoron.
Why?
Well, I explain why it's an oxymoron. Yeah, I just don't understand why you put that adjective in front of this noun, right? I mean, it's like you can do that; it makes grammatic sense, but I don't understand what the meaning would be.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I can explain.
So for me, this is still not working on the screen.
The live stream.
Yeah, it's working for the live stream. I think we agree. And to be honest, that's certainly not the controversial part in it. I think that, the point is that, yes, open source is global, and everything that intends to limit open source scope is certainly not what we want. Still, that's more to not take it as an adjective, but to take it we have open source is global, and what we may want as European citizen working for a global organization, or as a another European citizen who is leading a European company. What we may want is to have a different strategy, like an industry strategy, to sustain and develop open source better, differently in Europe. And
so I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
And so that you should have policies and frameworks and a whole bunch of other types of things. But to let's use that example, right? Water forms the shape of the container that it's put in, right? So when one talks about the what water is, right? One talks about the fact that it's in a bucket or in a cup or in something, because the framework gives the structure to the water. But you don't talk about whether the water is going to be bucketed water.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
We are not. Right? Okay. I'm French in Spanish, so it's possibly grammatically not the right approach to the
okay,
topic
so
in English.
So then we can have a discussion, right?
But at least I think that we set the stage for the conversation. Yeah.
Term, but I think there's a missing word at the end of it. It should be European open source industry.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, it seems like it's very.
The comment is that it should be European open source industry. Yeah. And that's another aspect
because
that I like a lot.
Yeah, because for me, I think it's the only concern I've heard, like, why this matters, like. Is the one about competition? So competition with U.S. and other global companies, and is predominantly sort of like an industry concern. I think, for example, like there might be other concerns around sort of like governance of open source projects, like that are based in Europe or have predominantly sort of like European contributors and things like that. But from my experience working with those projects, none of them have sort of. And at least intentionally, sort of like isolationist sort of like tendencies, they might be isolated just by fact of like who they know or who.
Not enough diversity or something like that.
It's less about lack of outreach rather than we want to be isolated. I think most of these projects would rather be not seen as European, but rather as part of a more open source movement.
You want to react?
Yeah. So if we could please just have the speakers call on anyone who wants to speak, we'll bring the mic to you, and then you have to speak really loudly into the mic. So, but please call on people and let us know, we'll bring the mic to them.
Okay. So my take on that is that, yes, there is something that we could define as European open source industry. I think there's also something we could call the European open source technology. And from my perspective, that is open source technology whose roadmap and whose governance is controlled by European organizations. Yes. Doesn't mean external or non-EU actors cannot or contributors cannot join that community or contribute to that technology, but the roadmap, the vision of that technology, the values, if you want to talk about that, the governance for this that control those technologies are under European hands.
Sorry, before I have a slightly different opinion, and my opinion is here on this question 7. I think that definitely one of the advantages of open source is that we move the needle from having access to proprietary IP to having the skills to study, to understand, to master, to evolve, to develop the open source software. And I think that what we need to do, what's the next step? So you represent a relatively small company. And I think that we have a vibrant ecosystem of lots of small open source companies in Europe. And I think that what we need to do